Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sour Power Hour. This is Player Shine Radio, and I am King X. Like I said, welcome. I don't know if y'all noticed about me, but yes, I'm from the city of Milwaukee. We just got thrashed last night by the Toronto Raptors. Better luck next year, huh? Am I right? I mean, hey, I told y'all this shit in past podcasts. Like, ever since Ray Allen left, I don't really fuck with the Bucks like that. It was nice to see them do their thing and get this far, but anytime you get to talking about championships and all of that shit, I mean, as good as the Bucks are, they just wasn't good enough to swat Toronto. Like I said, they went pretty far. Shout out to the Bucks. Y'all thought I was hating when I said, bro, the only reason they win it because they got to pay for this motherfucking stadium. I was saying this before the bandwagon was officially started. Like, when I saw that matter of fact, before the season started, when the shit was under construction and shit, I already knew what the fuck was going on. I'm like, damn, that's a $500 million stadium, they say. Who's going to pay that? Who in the blue hell is going to pay $500 million, basically? Who will pay $500 million to see their team lose and be trash? Nobody. So that's why I wanted motherfuckers to, like, really start putting their thinking caps on and just use what's called common sense, ladies and gentlemen. It's not illegal to think. It was never no salt being thrown. It was never that. Just a reality. Like, come on. Out of all the shit that's going on in our city, you know what I'm saying? It's supposed to be opportunities for motherfuckers that want to do something with themselves. Every time you look up, it's a resource or a way to do something with yourself in life. It's being snatched from under people's feet. And only hope and inspiration come in the form of a $500 million stadium just to see your team not make it to the finals. Or win the finals. They only won enough games to pay for the stadium. How much you think they make per game, per broadcasting, when they filming the Milwaukee Bucks play? Let's just be real. We gonna put the people that's actually in attendance to the side. Motherfuckers paying upwards to $10,000 a seat just to be there for that moment type shit. Right after the Bucks lost, they jerseys went from being damn near $200 to $37.50. The value just deteriorated overnight. You can't tell me this shit was never about money, bro. Like, come on. Milwaukee not broke, but Milwaukee ain't the type where Milwaukee just gonna spend some money on some bullshit. If Milwaukee spending some money, it's a double up in some type of way. It's a double up over a prolonged amount of time. We had cold-ass players playing for the Bucks. You know? Shout out to Millsap Nim. Niggas was really salty at Bledsoe. I guess I missed that part, like, where he fucked up at. But when I saw him balling, I mean, the nigga looked like he was on point to me. But then again, I'm not like a die-hardcore fan of the Milwaukee Bucks. Honestly, I really don't fuck with the NBA like that no more. It ain't because, you know, I just hate basketball. And I love basketball. It's just shit. Holla at me when shit getting cracking. I don't give a fuck about the storylines and who making what money and who the greatest of all time. And like, bro, we living in a time where literally in my city right now, in South Carolina, nigga, it is 107 degrees. It is a heat wave out here. Now, I know it's probably a lot of you niggas, a lot of white people from the West Coast, like Arizona and Cali and Phoenix, and y'all like, man, that's a cool day. Like, nigga, well, hey. This slave heat goddammit, is beyond me. Like, I'm finna invest in a copper pitcher, you know, and just drink water from that. So not only am I rehydrating myself, but I'm also getting the health benefits from that. You feel me? Went to the store the other day, yesterday. Chopped it up with this, I was getting some gas, and I forgot to get my baby some bananas. She liked bananas. And as I'm standing in line, it was this old black lady talking to the clerk, and he was Indian. He had the little red dot in his forehead and everything. And he was like, yes, just put a little Espen salt on it and everything will be fine. And as she was walking away, she's like, this is my doctor, and woo-woo-woo, he always know what to do for me, and woo-woo-woo. I'm like, you a doctor, bro? He was like, yeah. I'm like, oh, you must specialize in natural, holistic healing and medicine. And he was like, precisely. So I wanted to see what he was about, how he was going to respond, if he was going to try to send me off or spin me off type shit. So I told him, like, man, look, it's saying lately my hair been thinning at the top. Like, it grows slower than the rest of my head. I don't know what's going on. What should I do? He said, get a copper cup and just drink out of the copper cup. Let the water, like, I'm going to get a copper pitcher so I can fill it up at night. And by the morning time, you know, whatever health benefits that copper is beneficial for is going to be evident when I wake up that morning and I start my day off with that. Get a copper pitcher, get a copper water bottle, goddammit, so I could be at work getting it in instead of drinking all of those energy drinks and juices and all of that bullshit ass soda shit. I don't have an issue or a problem with drinking and eating healthy, you know. I'd rather drink and eat healthy versus eat and drink out of stress or dealing with the world. You know what I'm saying? It's just a little health tip for you. I'm about to see if that shit really worked out, because I really hate that, you know, my shit kind of thinning. I ain't ready to let go of my shit yet, you know. But I'm an old man, alright, I get it. But no, my shit's still buttery, and I just don't deserve that. Like, am I lacking in a vitamin? Am I deficient in a vitamin or some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, make a nigga think. But I got an answer to that, and I'm gonna see if it works. Hopefully your boy gonna be back on deck, you know. Real shit. But anywho, back to these bucks, man. This ain't got nothing to do with talent. But then again, once they figured out Giannis, they shut that nigga the fuck down. He wasn't scoring no more after that. After the second game, it was a wrap. They was on his ass. They threw a body. They did what they were supposed to do. You shut down Giannis, you shut down the Bucks. And they stood on that shit, and that's what the fuck they did. Once Giannis was shut down and he was thrown off his rhythm and he couldn't just come in and penetrate the paint like he used to doing, you know, that has an impact on your team. Like, damn, they hoeing the big homie. Woo-woo. Y'all finna get hoed too. Ain't nobody want to step up. What really pissed me off, though, I'm at Applebee's last night watching this shit, right? What really pissed me off was like the last 6 minutes. Y'all just stopped playing. Like, y'all just gave up and just let them do them. It wasn't no more hustle. It wasn't nothing. A lot can happen in 6 minutes. A lot can happen in 4 minutes. A lot can happen in a minute and a half. A lot can happen in 30 seconds. And these is facts. What I'm saying is, why wouldn't you play to the very last second? Like, bro, it's only a few points that separate your team from being a part of the grand stage to compete for the finals. The way y'all play, y'all just like, fuck it, man. The stadium paid for already. We don't really got shit else to do. Just let them go and do what they do. Drop the confetti and the stringers and shit. And we gonna go back to Milwaukee and continue living life and shit. You hear conspiracy theorists talk about it's magnets in the ball. NBA games is rigged. NBA segregated and all this other bullshit. The NBA is a business. It's not good business to let the Milwaukee Bucks, that though they are a great team, great coaching staff and all that other shit, that don't mean that they granted to go to the finals. If it's not fixed, they played their hearts out. If it is fixed, I could tell. That's just my feelings on that shit, man. Like, I'm at a point where I hate to see my hometown team lose, but it's like, I've had no choice but to accept it. I'm not expecting y'all to lose. I'll just accept it when it happens. Y'all had a hell of a season this year, and can't nobody take that away from the Milwaukee Bucks. Them boys showed their ass. Y'all made a lot of noise. Y'all hold a lot of teams. Shout out to y'all. You know, it was a beautiful thing to see the city come together and rep. But business is business. Some people go label be a hater. Like, oh, you was with us, now you talking shit, bro. Come on, bro. Like, no, it ain't even bad. It's the principle with all of this shit. It's my whole town team. I done watched them do the great things. I done watched them suffer. Never make it. Motherfuckers don't even want to go to the Bradley Center no more. Tickets on sale for, if you buy 50, we sell them to you $10 a piece type shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's how business works. Like, if it's slow, it's slow. If y'all trash, y'all trash. But ultimately, this shit gonna have to get upgraded. We gonna need somebody. We gonna need some type of new talent to come in and help revitalize the franchise. Giannis got a whole future ahead of him. Giannis don't gotta stay in Milwaukee. Giannis the man now. Regardless if they would have won or lost, Giannis is the man. He's proven himself time after time. Now, when it comes to the actual players, as individual players, I ain't finna sit up here and bash these motherfuckers. Like, no, the Bucks had a cold-ass roster. A lot of motherfuckers I never heard of before until I started watching it and paying attention to it when the series started. But it just amazed me how, when they was on their shit, how well they shot and held defense and was cohesive with making the plays and the chemistry. It was just ridiculous. They was a problem. You know, we could talk about all the little missed calls the refs did call. They let the motherfuckers get away with all type of shit. I saw a nigga travel his ass off for Toronto and nothing happened. But that's neither here nor there. Congratulations to Toronto and Drake. Drake, because you was there with your little antics and shit, you put your Drake juju on Milwaukee. You put your Drake juju on Milwaukee, and now it's like your team going to the finals, man. Congratulations, bro. Y'all deserve it, man. Y'all played y'all hearts out. Shout out to Lowry. Shout out to Kawhi. Like, y'all niggas, boy. Lowry, you ain't nothing to play with, bro. I swear. Nigga, you ridiculous with that wet ball, my nigga. Why? What's understood ain't gotta be explained, my nigga. You know what the fuck going on, man. You keep doing what you do, sir. I respect your game. I respect your defense. I respect your hustle. I respect your tenacity. Your will to win. Your will to rock, to rally back, even when you down. You ain't even focused on the numbers. You just focused on getting your team geeked up so that y'all could finish this shit off. And you did that. I thought when Pops traded you to Toronto, he was trying to prove a point. But in reality, he probably looked at you like you was one of his sons. Like, damn, if I'm going to send you away, I'm going to send you somewhere I know you're going to shine. It's going to be a good program, and they're going to love you. You're going to shine like a star out there, just with your natural gifts, your natural God-given abilities and talents. And sure enough, my nigga on the way to the finals now. You know? That's a beautiful thing. Because at the end of the day, these is black men that doing great things, successful, wealthy, role models, and doing what they love to do. Ain't no greater feeling than that. Especially when you put God first. That's really the only way it's gonna really be a blessing. God first in the midst of all of that. No matter what the amount of money is. As long as you stay clicked in with our Creator, that's all that matters. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Sour Power Hour by Dead. Else to say about this basketball shit? Not really. The Bucks lost. Get over it. Now it's between Golden State and Toronto. I got Golden State, of course. I ain't saying they gonna bust their ass, but it's gonna be a cracking ass series. I feel like if the Bucks did beat Toronto, they probably would have got scraped and swacked all three games by Golden State. Because Golden State's so used to being there. Not trying to downplay my city. It's just the way Kawhi shut down motherfucking Giannis. Threw him off his game where he used to coming in and laying up some cold ass shit or yamming on a nigga. No, Kawhi shut that shit the fuck down. You ain't doing none of that. No more. They would have got handled. Draymond would have put a body on Giannis. It would have been a problem for Giannis. And then you know... Draymond, the type of nigga that be getting motherfuckers frustrated. Next thing you know, niggas locking up, getting ready to fight and swing on each other. He one of them type of niggas. He like a modern day Dennis Rodman without the gay shit, without all of the lipstick and rouge and fake eyelashes and lip rings and nipple rings and shit like that. Minus all that shit, but Draymond is a problem down low. He disrupts shit. He fuck it up for you. He make it hard for you. Gotta work for that shit. And I feel like it would have been an issue if they did go, you know. Now it's Toronto and Golden State. I ain't taking away nothing from Toronto. Lowry got a wet piece, Kawhi got a wet piece, and a lot of them other niggas that I ain't never seen before. One of them niggas look like motherfucker look like Steph Curry, some kin to Steph Curry. That nigga had a wet piece for Toronto. I was just like, man. And then the African dude, he was balling on him. It was like he was just out there drawing fouls like a motherfucker. I don't know. We can talk about this NBA shit all day, man. Like, real shit. But just want to get to a point where we're going to switch it up. I want to definitely engage the audience on this one because, as y'all know, our president under Investo after Investo after Investo after Investo. It's a witch hunt, what our president said. You know? And instead of the president being questioned by Congress, all the people that's around him being questioned. What's his name? Barr, Bill Barr, whatever the fuck that white dude name is. Barr. Congress had him on stand. And Cory Booker. Yeah, dude that's trying to be the next black president and shit. Cory Booker was asking him questions about his role in the Trump administration. And then he switched and flipped the script up. Like, so, let me ask you a question. You were on this talk radio show, which are known racist, and you guys are talking about this and that. Are you against gay sex? I was like, wait a minute. I was flabbergasted. Like, wait a minute, pimp. Did they really just ask that question? Did he just ask that shit? Is he against gays? What the fuck do gays... So I kept listening, because I wanted to know. Like, this nigga all about wars and shit, Mr. Barr, I should say. It was Pompeo. Mike Pompeo. They had Mike Pompeo on stand, and Cory Booker was questioning him about his racist views against gay sex. What else? It was gay sex and gay marriage and shit. All of that. And Pompeo was doing what he always do, deflecting. Like, I don't want to really go get into that. Like, this is more about the American people, which I have total respect for. And, you know, with people, white people in power, like, how they be talking. They be using big-ass words and shit. But Cory Booker was adamant about wanting to know if he got something against niggas dookie-dicking each other down. If I work for Donald Trump, and I'm in Mike Pompeo position, and Cory Booker asked me a goofy-ass question like that, I would have told him straight up, sir, not only will I answer your question, I will give you a reason and an explanation to that answer. Please don't interrupt. In the Bible, it says that it is an abomination for a man to lay with a man and a woman to lay with a woman. Nigga, you ain't got no goddamn business sticking your dick in his ass. What you looking for? What you looking for, goddammit? That is an abomination. You know what I'm saying? When a man goes into a woman and ejaculate, he's giving life. He's planting a seed of life in her womb. And when that seed and that egg fertilize and life and creation happens, that's what God's plan is. But when you see a man and another man, it's a man playing a man and then a man playing the role of a woman, but he's still a man. That's a problem. Men not supposed to dress like women. Men not supposed to, if you really want to get technical, you're not supposed to dress like women either. Hell yeah, I got a problem with that. That's disgusting. That's an abomination. It goes beyond all things. But I will tell you this. Though this is written in the Bible, and the society that we live in, and how church and state and government is all separated, like that was the dumbest thing they could have did, but they did it for a reason. And the main reason I feel like they did is because if you separate church from law and education, it ain't gonna be nothing but calamity and chaos and drama and school shootings. And any motherfucker you work for gonna offer you the lowest that they can possibly offer you. You gotta go to school and pay damn near 50-60 racks to get a piece of paper that say you can do this. And then when you get to the motherfucking interview in a place like that, they wanna give you the lowest number for that. They not trying to pay you what you deserve just based off of this certification. They trying to pay you just off the simple fact that you got that, but you need the experience as well in order to get this money long term. There's always a stipulation. This is the type of world that we live in. It's always a stupid ass law to, it's always people in power that pass these laws because it's really them that want to do the things that they passing into law. I don't give a fuck about what you do at home. If y'all together, y'all two dudes, and y'all you love this man and woo woo, like, that's y'all life. Handle your business. You know, children of pride, handle your business. But you don't see me out here. If I was in Congress, especially, like, ask a goofy ass question. Do you have a problem with heterosexual sex, Mr. Booker? Do you have a problem with a man laying with a woman? Like the Bible say you're supposed to? Do you believe in God? Do you know when you go and when you die? Do you believe in hell? Do you believe that land with another man is an abomination like the word says? I'm pretty sure Mr. Booker had a mom and a dad growing up. Probably had a good ass life. Had everything he ever wanted. Always was. His parents made sure that he was always in position. Made sure he studied. He was smart, intelligent, book wise. Spiritually, I never met this man before in my life, nor his people, his family, none of that. But the type of, for you to be a black man and your main concern is people's sexuality and what they agree on or what their thoughts is on something, like, why the fuck do it matter if he agreed with gay sex? Well, what does that matter? Like, how is that beneficial to America? Because right now, y'all trying to get the kids to agree with being homosexual. They don't even know what the, they shouldn't even be learning about sex. Like, these is babies. But y'all dressing them up like they little ass girls and shit. Got them switching and twitching and all of that shit. Kikiing and shit. All type. These is little boys. Ain't nobody saying shit about that. But you can question a motherfucker like, so how are your feelings on gay sex and gay marriage? Like, dude, what does the Bible say? How about, won't you recite what the Bible say? That's how I feel. You could do what you could take my job away from me. You could put a bullet in my head. You got do what the fuck you got to do to make yourself feel special. But my stance with God remains strong. I'm not folding. We serious about this. If it's an abomination, it's an abomination. I'm not finna call the color pink black. It's pink. It's clearly what it is. If it's wrong, it's wrong. For you to sit there and try to convince the world and the nation and this society that this dick in the booty mentality is okay, like you destroying our community. If you a black man and you in power and you in Congress and you pushing these faggot ass agendas, to do what? If God has his hand on these people directly, like these is the same people that God sent all across the world in ships. It's only one people in the world that's going through that. And if you listening to one, you listening to one of the descendants of them right now. These are stone cold facts people bury and choose not to listen to. I don't gotta Google shit. I know my facts. I know what I talk about. Like this, what comes out of my mouth, and it ain't even out of pride. It's just, I like hearing the truth and I like telling the truth. Because when I was a kid, I used to lie all the time. I was a big liar. Why? That's just how I was. I was in the environment where, shit, got to think on our feet. Tell a fib, tell a story, tell a lie. I'm grown. I'm a man now. I put away childish things. Part of me putting away childish things is playing with you. I'm not finna play with you, especially when it comes to y'all. No. If I die for him, that's an honor. That's a blessing. Considering looking back on my life and looking at what I was worshiping unknowingly based off of what my society projected to me. Now society projecting this gay agenda shit in Congress. They trying to question motherfuckers about what they think and how they feel about immoral sex. See, that's what he asked. Do you think gay sex is immoral? Yes. Yes, Nick, yes. In the name of Jesus, it's wrong. But I can't stop you. That's between you, whoever you busted down, and God. It ain't for me to protest how you live your... Nigga, live your life. You walk in your journey. Let me walk mine. I don't care about your lifestyle. But when you try to push your lifestyle on me, like, that's when it's a problem. That's when it's a problem. And right now, you got a lot of people with power in office, lawmakers, judges, governors, whoever, passing bills and laws and shit where it's not really beneficial to the people. We finna segue from this gay sex scandal thing to abortion. Yeah. Let's get it. Ladies, they just passed the law. You have an abortion. If you think about trying to kill that baby, you go into prison. If you find a provider in America that's willing to do the abortion, they go into prison for 99 years. Forever. If you get raped, or you and your brother, or you and your sister, like, real life fucking, like, raw, and you get nutted in, you get pregnant, can't kill the baby. The Baby Gotta Live. The only way you can get an abortion is if you finna really die. And you gotta prove that you finna die. Like, they gotta run all type of tests.
Yeah, she not faking. She serious. Yep,
she passed a lot of type of tests. Ooh, yep, let's cut it out. You know how rare that's gonna be? I'm being brutally honest because look at what the fuck type of society we live in. These are the last days, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't believe me, if you like listening to YouTube and all of that shit while you at work, just listen to the Book of Deuteronomy. It's going to explain our history. It's going to explain the things that we did, how we ended up in the situation we in, how God cursed us and sent us all across the world, scattered us like the sands in the desert all across the world in ships. In a nation that worships eagles and all of that shit. We find out. Come on, man. Wake up. The last days, motherfuckers finna really be beefing. Drama. Chaos. Everybody, family member against family members, motherfuckers threaten each other and talking about killing each other. Like, I know this shit is real because I just got through from going through this shit with my baby brother. Like, real life beef over some nothing ass shit. But on the spiritual side and on the emotional side, like, oh bro, you crossed the line. You gotta holler at me about that, my G. It's like all of this chaos and anger and rage got me praying for patience. I'm praying for patience. And I'm being tested back to back to back to back to back to back to back. Like, no bullshit. And it's not cool, but it's like each time it happened, I'm starting to recognize it more. At first, I ain't like, how the fuck did I just get in this? I just took the fuck off of me. I have to really start analyzing myself. Like, what am I doing? Like, what is triggering me to get to this point? And it's like he's literally been revealing what I need to see about myself. Ain't nothing to be ashamed of. If anything, the longer I continue to not see it or be ignorant to it, the more I would have probably had to worry, because it would keep creeping in and out my life just sporadically. Little bro said, "There's two monsters inside of you, bro. Which one you gonna feed? You gonna feed the negative one? You gonna feed the one that uplifts and motivates?" Wolf you gonna feed, man? It was deep for me. He right. He's definitely right. It's for me to overcome whatever negative forces or excel in whatever test my creator sends my way, so that I can not only prosper, but the learning lesson, the knowledge and the understanding. That's what a real milk and honey is within the substance of the blessings that God bestow on this type shit. You know what I'm saying? We living in the last days for real. And it's, I ain't gonna say it's only gonna get worse. It's just, my nigga, I'm studying. I'm just pushing myself to study harder. Can't go crazy understanding God's words. It's like the truth shall set you free. Understand that. So the more truth you seek, the more spiritual change you unlock. Like you stealing somebody's bike or some shit. God give it to you gun barrel straight. It's gonna be on you if you're gonna accept it or not. And just trusting in God, how you standing by yourself against a million, and they all too lit up. All you got is God. That's all you need. That's how I feel. That's what I know. And from the word, that's what I understand. Nothing can stop what God has already foretold and already spoke into existence.
all of these little yap daddy, cat daddy, goof ass niggas out here.
We gonna see. We just gonna see.
In case y'all ain't been paying attention, it's like I said, it's heat waves and shit out here, man. It's hot as fuck. It feel like I'm in Texas or some shit. I ain't even been there. Never. I would love to. Houston, Port Arthur, Dallas, San Antonio, and wherever the fuck, Galveston. Wherever all the real niggas is at in Texas, that's where I be. You know, but it's hot as fuck out here, man. For real. And then we right by the ocean, too. So it's like... Just been having a lot of time to marinate on some shit, you know? As far as... Everything just leading up to that moment, like... Every time something weather related happen, it get worse and worse, closer and closer. If you ain't been hit yet, it's getting closer and closer. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What can I say to that? Accept, adjust, and adapt. Can't be out here whimpering and crying about some shit, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk about something else, man. What else I wanted to talk about? Hey, what's his name? The Baby? Yeah, Buddy. The Baby. Hey, I heard about you, man. I heard them niggas be trying to fuck out of you, bro. And you and your buddies get down. Like, it's whatever. It's whatever. I seen you, nigga. Hey, I like your camera work and how you angle it. Like, I don't know how y'all do it, but that's dope boy magic. I like that shit. Like, but as far as just... from what Buddy was saying about you, because I don't know you personally, I never met you, so I can't just embrace you like I want to. Yeah, like, we may cross paths in the future, who knows, but bro, from what I seen, bro, check this out, man. I respect the fact that you stand on, if niggas trying you, niggas say they finna pull up, and they pull up, and you bought that life, whatever, and then at the same time, I hate that you gotta go through that shit too, bro, cause you... in a position where you famous, you successful, wealthy, all of that, taking care of the fam like you supposed to. You put yourself in a position to take care of the fam and be an impact to those around you and be like a ripple effect. The success is a ripple effect around you type shit. You on everybody, on everybody doing their thing. Everybody, you was able to help co-finance this, that. We didn't even about the money, just bringing the vision into reality type shit. We need more of that and less of the, hey, pull up, bitch ass nigga, I fade that nigga, the Baby, this and that, woo. I ain't saying my nigga go the undefeated forever, you know what I'm saying, but at the same time, I pray that you do. Any motherfucker with a demon-inspired intention, you know what I'm saying, trying to pull up on a nigga or come at a nigga and end his life or hoe a nigga in front of his kids, like, hey, you got what you got coming, pimp. Don't do that. But why would you put yourself in that boat where you literally walking up on me based off some shit you seen on TV? You know what I'm saying? If I told you on TV, I'd bust your... If I tell you straight up, I'd do something to you if you put me in harm's way or you threaten mine, nigga. Just walking up on me unannounced. It's been one for you, sir. I might got beef with a whole hood now because your goof ass was on some goof ass shit. Well, I'm gonna inherit the beef, and now that I'm on point and I know what the fuck going on, it's crazy how that shit happened. Look how that shit type of shit happened. Because along with these niggas coming at the Baby type shit, I'm like, I heard this nigga done had to lay a nigga down, like walked up on him and his kids and shit and said some shit and okay. That's some fuck shit to be in. Black people,
Fuck all that, we gotta do better shit, man. Black people, we tend to stunt, we tend to jack, we tend to over-exaggerate on shit, we tend to rub it in when we do got it, we tend to, you know what I'm saying, just be on some bullshit towards each other. It be moments, it be flashes where I see us unified, working together, building, creating, elaborating and collaborating on some shit that's beneficial to the future communities. That's raw. Some black billionaire just paid all of the HBCU kids at this one college all of their tuition off, all of their student debt. It was like $40 million in debt. He paid all that shit off. We need more black billionaires like that. Fuck your ring, fuck your chain, fuck your watch, fuck your car, fuck your house, fuck your couch. Never. That shit is so fucking early 2000s, like, man. So when we gonna stop talking about what the fuck we got and just start doing and building? Because in case y'all ain't noticed, they still locking us up. We still selling dope. We still trapping. We still, you know what I'm saying? We still serving. We still doing everything backwards. We still doing everything the wrong way. Even though the wrong way will get you there quicker. Look what position we in society based off of the opportunities that was offered to the majority of the masses. A lot of people chose to go a different route and challenge society's status quo or level of expectancy, where if they said that if you, in order to qualify for this job, you need to have this IQ, and black people quadrupling that motherfucker, breaking records with their intellect and shit, and motherfuckers still trying to deny it. We live in one of them type of societies where not just skin tone, not just your religion, not just what you think, all of these is just elements in a big ass toxic cocktail of fuck shit. Once you partake in this and you take a sip of this bullshit, you're a part of it. It's in you. That's knowingly and unknowingly. You ever thought about, like, just think about how we've been fashioned and sculpted and molded into American cities and society all across the nation. In my city, you know, he was a little kid, you know, Christopher Columbus discovered America. We were slaves, and we were slaves because we didn't know no better. We was running around in the jungle, and the white man is superior, and the black man is this. And, ooh, like, we heard it all as black people. We done been called jigaboos. We done been called niggers and hung from trees, and thousands gathered around and posted up, taking selfies and mailing it on postcards all across the world type shit. Like, that's us. That's how they do us. I can't just sit here and act like I'm directly impacted by the whip marks left behind, the open wound, the open flesh, the lacerated back muscles and shit like that. Like, I haven't felt that, but spiritually, we inherited every single aspect of that pain unknowingly. Once we came into self, once you come into yourself and get a solid understanding of who you are or where you come from, or just a good idea. I had that experience just a couple weeks ago. You know, like, I know it's accurate to an extent. It's accurate where if you type in your people names and shit, their kids probably pop up, or a leaf will pop up about your mama when she went to jail when she was a teenager. So she like, it'll do that. Like, did that. But when I did my ancestry, it said that from the 1700s to 1750, my DNA was found in Saint something,
Dominicana. So from West Africa to the Dominicana, 1700, 1750. That's where my DNA was at. And then from 1700 to 1750, and then 1750 on up, it went from the Dominicana to Baltimore, Maryland. And then from Baltimore, Maryland, my DNA just spread it out everywhere, all over the United States. Know what I'm saying? So it was very unique. And it was crazy because they don't show the passage or the ship lane or whatever, the route, shipping route that they took for transporting slaves from West Africa to Dominicana. It don't show you nothing. It just show you me, my DNA in Dominicana, then in Baltimore, and then it spread out. That's it. Like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah. And it say that I'm like 38% Cameroon. Yes. Nigga, Cameroonian is a bitch in here. So shout out to my Cameroonians and shit. You know what I'm saying? Cameroon, stand up and shit. You know, hopefully God let me come say what up to God, but if not, you know what I'm saying, it is what it is, man. What else? What else to say? I got a lot of shit. Let's get to it. Yeah, see, Cameroon, 38% Cameroon, Congo, and Southern Bantu peoples. And then I'm 28% Benin and Togo. And then I got like 7 other regions and shit, you know. Now, here's where it get interesting, because it say that I'm 11% Mali, 11% Ivory Coast or Ghana, 8% England, Wales, and Northwestern Europe. So that's when they came and got it, they were fucking my aunties and my great-great-granny and my greatest-greatest-greatest-greatest-greatest-greatest-greatest-greatest-granny. Then it say I'm 1% from, it say I'm 1% Native American, 1% Ireland and Scotland, and then 1% Senegal. And then it say the additional communities, early Virginia, African Americans from your regions, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, African Americans from my regions. That's crazy. That's crazy for me. But the more you, you know what I'm saying, just seek after the knowledge and understanding of yourself, like it just make you even more curious, make you want to know even more, you know, as you should. It's for you to. Knowledge is power. And like I said in the beginning of this podcast, the truth shall set you free. And that's no bullshit. But I definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in once again, chopping it up with the homie, his buddy. Got a couple segments on the way, coming soon, the roof show, coming soon, sessions with Double R. You know what I'm saying? Bro, gonna be freestyling. We're gonna have them sessions where we just experimenting, fucking with our talents and our gifts, and just on the creative side of the game. You know, we cranking hits, man. And that's facts. Yeah, tune in next time, man. I definitely appreciate y'all.